Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life. Because life is difficult, it has many challenges, and we cannot solve every problem. But we can make life better if we have the right strategies. And I'm here to help you do that. I ran across a fascinating article recently that I wanted to share with you today about building better relationships. The concepts of this article were originally developed at the University of Texas in the U.S. and were also published on the website of the Counseling Center of the University of Tennessee. This article shares 5 strategies for building better relationships. And this is just a vital thing in our life. If we are going to be happy and healthy and live fulfilling lives, we're going to need good relationships. I had a professor that used to always say, what everyone is looking for in life is a life that matters and relationships that last. A life that matters and relationships that last. And so if we are going to be happy, healthy people that live fulfilling lives, we're going to need to build some good relationships. And that can be, of course, with a spouse. It could be friendships, family relationships. Relationships of all kinds are important. And these relationships provide more than just emotional support. Of course, that's very important. But there have been a lot of studies that have shown that there is a wide range of health benefits that comes from having good relationships. People who have healthy relationships in their life tend to have less stress. They tend to live longer. They tend to have lower blood pressure. They tend to have less pain and they heal better. They tend to have a stronger sense of purpose in life. They tend to have better health habits, taking care of themselves, staying more physically fit. All of these tendencies come from being involved in healthy relationships. If we don't have healthy relationships in our life, it tends to not only be an emotional detriment, but a detriment to our physical health as well. And so if we are going to be healthy people all around, emotionally, physically, in every area of life, having healthy, happy relationships is a big part of that. So I want to share with you today these 5 strategies for building better relationships. And the first one is be yourself. Too many people try to be what they think other people want them to be. They try to force themselves into a mold of what they imagine other people want them to be. They compromise their own beliefs, their interests. They follow the lifestyles of other people because they think it will make them more likable. Particularly early on in relationships, in new relationships, this is a big temptation for a lot of people. To try to be something that you're not to help someone like you better. This is a short-term strategy that will not work in the long run. We can't keep that up forever. At some point, who we are comes out. And so if we are going to have good relationships, it's better to just be yourself in all your relationships from the beginning. Now, implied within this is be the best version of yourself. Sometimes people twist this around and say, well, I'm just trying to be myself, when they're actually just being a jerk. Being yourself doesn't mean just doing whatever you want or saying whatever you want all the time. It means being the best version of yourself as much as you can, but still being genuine to who you are as a person. So strategy number one, be yourself. The second strategy is to communicate. and to constantly be working to communicate better. Communication is absolutely vital to build a better relationship. And this means we have to be honest. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to be brutal. Again, some people twist that a little bit, and they use the cover of being honest to actually just be cruel. That's not what we're talking about. But being honest about your feelings, being honest about what you think, communicating in a clear manner what you believe about things, and also communicating your own needs and your own wants, your own desires within the relationship. Don't assume just because you're in a relationship with someone that they're going to know what you want or what you need. They're not a mind reader. And you're not a mind reader. Don't assume you know everything about that person, even if you've been in a relationship for a long time. Communication is critical. Don't just assume you know what they're thinking. Don't just assume they know what you're thinking. There needs to be actual conversation with words at times in order to express our needs and our wants and what we're feeling and what we're thinking. And having that kind of communication is going to go a long way to building a better relationship. And this keeps down a lot of the misunderstandings that take place in relationships. It's very common, particularly if we've been in a relationship with someone for a while, to just make assumptions and to assume that they should know what I'm thinking. And it leads to a lot of miscommunication, misunderstandings, and we can overcome all of that by just having conversations, by having better communication. The third strategy is learn to resolve conflicts. Too many relationships assume that conflicts are natural, which they are, that is true, but it is also natural to resolve those conflicts. Too many times we assume that if we just have a big fight, that we get our feelings out, that we clear the air, and then we just go about like nothing ever happened. If we're having the same fight, the same argument over and over and over again, then we're not resolving conflict. The idea of conflict is to find those places where we have disagreements and tensions, but to work to resolve them in some way. And in order to do that, we really have to change our mindset sometimes. We have to move from an attitude of my way and your way to an attitude of our way. This is a sense of negotiation and compromise, that if we're in a relationship, then we're in this together. And if we're in this situation together, what is our way of going forward, not yours and mine? Not trying to win the argument or the fight, but instead trying to find a way to find a solution, trying to find a way to get to a solution to the problem, to find resolution to the conflict. A way of saying this is aim for a balance of power. It's not healthy for one person to always get their way or to dominate another person. That's not going to provide for a long-term strong relationship. Have a balance of power where you respect one another and you listen to one another. Very often within conflicts, the goal is to get my point across as strongly as possible and sometimes loudly as possible in order to get that other person to hear what I'm saying. But there also has to be an element of listening. If two people are just doing a lot of talking and no one's doing any listening, and if there's no respect for the other's point of view, then we may have conflict, but we don't have a resolution of conflict, a resolving of the conflict. The goal in relationships is not just to have an airing of grievances, not just to blow off steam, not just to get our feelings out, but to resolve conflict through negotiation, through compromise, through respect, through listening, and to not just have one person dominating, but a balance of power that looks for not your way, my way, but our way to move forward in the relationship. The fourth strategy is to reciprocate, to give equal importance to the feelings and interests and needs of the other person in the relationship, to not just make it about us all the time, to not just look at that relationship as a way of meeting my needs, but to make the needs and the desires and the wants of the other person just as important, that there is an equality in the areas of giving and receiving, particularly in emotional support, but a lot of other areas as well. The giving and receiving. What can we do for the other person? If we are completely selfish in a relationship, if we're just looking to that person to meet our needs or do what we want, then it becomes this one-way relationship, and most of those don't work long-term. There needs to be a reciprocation, an equal importance for both people in the relationship, that there is respect and there is a caring about the needs of both people within the relationship. They care for each other. That certainly we have the right in the relationship to express what we want, but we also need to reciprocate. We need to hear what the other person wants, what their needs are, and to care about that just as much as we care about our own. If we care about the other person as much as we care about ourselves, if we care about the other person's needs and wants in the relationship as much as we care about ourselves, this makes for a very healthy relationship. Finally, the fifth strategy is enjoy each other. Particularly in marriages, over a period of time, there becomes a lot of responsibilities with work and with home and with children and a lot of other things that are happening. And too many times, the relationship just ceases to be fun. And a lot of people look back and think, when we first got to know each other, when we were first dating, when we were first married, we used to have so much fun together, and now it's just all work and chores around the house and taking care of the kids and dealing with extended family issues and all of this stuff. We never have any fun. Relationships need to have times of enjoyment. You need to enjoy one another's company. And this is true of all relationships, but particularly marriages need to enjoy each other. And sometimes that has to be scheduled. It can't always just be spontaneous. Sometimes if you've got work and home life and kids and all kinds of other responsibilities, you actually have to schedule fun together. Time to just be together and have a good time, to have some fun, to have a time of relaxation and enjoyment. And this is really important. All relationships need to be enjoyable at times. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't work together. It doesn't mean we don't have difficulties along the way. But a really good strategy is to make sure we schedule time to just enjoy being together, just enjoying the relationship. And if you'll do that, if you'll be yourself, communicate better, resolve conflicts, reciprocate within the relationship and care about the other person's feelings as much as your own, and take the time and even schedule the time to enjoy each other, you're going to have a better relationship, and it's going to lead to a healthier, happier relationship and a happier and healthier life. Thank you for listening. This is Life Strategies, and I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, I invite you to check out my website at markahicks.com. This is Life Strategies. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and I know that life is difficult, but life can be better if we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.